This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
Celebrating birthdays today in the music industry. No longer with us, Glenn Campbell, Peter Frampton, Paul Carrick, and Machine Gun Kelly. There you go. Those are the folks celebrating birthdays today. By the way, nobody won the Mega Millions. It will roll over on Tuesday after zero players matched all six numbers during the drawing. So the jackpot now will increase to an estimated $202 million for Tuesday night. 19, 30, 34, 46, and 58. And the golden ball number was Tremon. So there you go. What else? JJ is a product of the system. I don't know what that means. Big O, you enjoy the rest of your afternoon. I always will. Jeremy, thank you. I hope the Finns get back to building this team inside out, strong O-line, D-line. I think they're going to do that now. Well, they've been doing that, but I think they're going to do a lot of that here. So, Big O, I can't wait to listen to Ian Eagle and Charles Davis call a Dolphin game this year. I just want the Dolphins to win and win a lot. I don't give a shit who calls the game. I don't care if you're calling the game. I need them to win. That's all I want. You know? That's all I'm asking for. I don't think it's too much to ask. By the way, remember you can make a donation through Cash App or Venmo at Cash Big O Show. That's Cash Big O Show. Caitlin Clark is getting a deal with Nike now for her basketball shoe. Her jersey is flying off the shelves. It's breaking records. So her shoe deal could be the biggest in the history of women's basketball. Clark is in line for an 8-year deal that could be worth $28 million as a signature shoe. It came after Clark took college women's basketball to new heights and record-setting TV appearances, all that kind of stuff. Let me tell you something. Record setting, 28 million. They're going to be underpaying her. I don't know if that's the word that I would use, but she is not going to be getting paid enough. 28 million, that shoe will be the most popular shoe out there. It'll be more popular than most male athletes. Okay? Like maybe the Jordan Air brand or something else, maybe. Might be one or two people might be surpassing her, but her shoe is going to explode. Little girls and women all over are going to buy her shoe. Guys are going to buy her shoe. Okay? I don't think guys buy women's shoes. I don't think they've ever done that. I bet you they'll buy Caitlin Clark shoes. So $28 million is a lot of money over 8 years, but considering what she's going to do marketing-wise, she's going to produce a lot more. She's underpaid, bro. She is underpaid in a big-time way. Oh, my God. Definitely undervalued. But I get it. It's a threshold, the glass ceiling you haven't broken yet, so it's just one of those things. And who knows? Listen, it says 8 years, whatever. If she's got a good attorney and all an agent and all that, they probably have a window to renegotiate somewhere a couple years down the line. You know what I mean? But that's going to be crazy, dude. They're not going to be able to keep that shoe in stock early on. It's going to fly big time.